This episode of Sig Neutron Sputron brought to you by...
Larry! The guy named Larry! That's about it! I'm just a guy named Larry. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing here, but I'm Larry! Oh, that Larry, that's what they say about me. Larry.
How many times I got to tell you to stop fucking with my mic when I'm not around?
Yeesh.
Sorry, everybody.
Prick.
Welcome to my podcast. Yeah, I'm Sig Neutron, and life is weird.
And we're back for another weekly dose of Sig Neutron's weirdness.
So apparently, we have a discussion channel in the Discord that I run, the Cigarette Pack, which you should join, by the way. And apparently, I didn't realize I say weird all the time, but I guess I say weird all the time. So there, it was proposed that we have a drinking game. So anytime I say the word weird, then you have to take a drink. Only if you're of legal age to drink. I don't condone or encourage underage drinking. So if you are of age and you wish to play the drinking game where when Sig Neutron says weird, take a drink, well, do so at your own risk. I recommend you probably don't do it because I realize every time I say it, and I say it a fucking lot. And I'm going to say it a lot more in this episode, especially, because, I guess you'll know when we get there. So, without further ado, this intro sucks, and we'll just get right to it. I'm Sig Neutron, and this is Sig Neutron Sputron, Episode 8.
What are you gonna say? Hello, 8-bit breakdown.
Leave a lot of lonely motherfuckers.
Oh, that intro song gets me every time. Well, I hope all y'all are doing good out there in the world. I've just been up to Twitch streaming lately. That's my big thing. That's where I'm trying to become a full-time Twitch streamer. So if you have Twitch, you should go check it out. And you can hang out with me live. Because if you like hearing my voice not live, then you'd probably really enjoy hearing it live when I respond to things that you write to me. Live. It's almost like we're having a conversation. It's great. And you get to see me actually work on stuff with my hands and my brain. So follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/SigNeutron. And hey, if you're feeling sassy, why don't you hit that sub button? Because them subs is what's gonna, you know, that's how I'm gonna be a full-time streamer. Mama gotta get her dough, you know. No, but seriously, please, at least follow if you have Twitch. And I don't know, we have fun hanging out. A lot of the topics that I come up with to spew about are actually originate from my Twitch channel. And we have such a radical community there. I started a Discord, the Cigarette Pack. I don't know if you can join it or if you search for it, but try to find it. Search for it, the Cigarette Pack, or go to my Twitter, at SigNeutron on Twitter, and you can find an invite code. But we have art discussion channels, art critique channels, and also, of course, the Nementoad channel. So if you want to add to the Nementoad story and have me do silly voices for something you've written, then join my Discord. And also follow me on Twitch. Did I mention that? The Twitch. Now, I want to talk about the Discord for a second. Man, you guys, I'm blown away by the overwhelmingly positive response and the awesome group of people so far that have accumulated in our little bizarre place of the internet. You guys that are populating the Discord, you're super awesome, and I'm inspired. You're sharing your art. I love seeing it. And, you know, sharing your stories. We talk about dreams and life shit and, you know, irreverentism. And, it's really awesome because, you know, when I was a kid, I didn't have, like a haven for weirdos, you know? Like, we just encouraged being weird. And the only rule is don't be an asshole, but you can be as weird as you want. And it's great. So a big thank you to all of my fellow weirdos up in the Discord. Keep all the art coming, and keep those discussions coming and all the thought-provokingness, stoking the provokings of thoughts and things. But to all my weirdos yet to have joined the Cigarette Pack, I wrote a little ode to all the weird people out there that feel ostracized by their peers, or they don't feel like their family understands them, or wherever they live, they just don't seem to fit in. I wrote y'all a song. So here's a little ditty I like to call Ode to the Weirdos.
This is my ode to weirdos.
Oh, listen to this guy.
The only thing to fear, though, is the things we tell ourselves. We're the devil of our own hells. Don't listen to the world when the only voice that counts is the one that sits between your ears. That one is paramount.
Oh, yeah, that one.
So climb aboard that mighty steed.
Wait,
and
what?
Charge
what steed?
Onto the scene.
Oh, that's
leave
figurative language.
Leave a rainbow
language. Okay.
Trail of weirdness. Leave your mark on where you
be. That sounds kind of gross.
I'd rather be a circle in a world that's full of squares, and I'd rather dance all sloppy than to march in perfect pairs. They throw around the word normal, they wield it like a weapon, they hide behind it like a shield, even though it's so subjective. So fuck your ideas of what you think that I should be. Every day I thank the gods you're not the one inside of me. Cause if you were, we'd both be boring and filled so full of hate. It would slosh inside our bodies, it would break our floodgates, it would drown our fellow humans, it would cover all the land, and it would wash all over everything and stain the whole world bland. So no, we're nothing like you, and we love it that way. Oddly, you're the one with the problem. Over here we're all okay.
This is my own weirdo.
This is my own weirdo.
The only thing to fear, though. The things we tell ourselves.
What do you tell yourself?
We're the devil of our own hell.
Suppose so.
So love what you love and accept what you don't, because what you call an anchor might just float another boat. That's the beauty of the world, that we're all so very different. Just take a step back and be in awe of all existence, then take a look inside to all your secret shelves where you've hidden all your special things that make you yourself. Now bring out those oddball trinkets and those sassy sousaphones, and we'll march out into the streets as we feel it in our bones. And we'll dance a dance of weirdness. We'll revel in delight, because we're not afraid to show the world that weirdness is our might.
This is my own weirdo.
This is my own weirdo.
The only thing to fear, though.
The only
nothing to fear, though.
The things we tell ourselves.
What do you tell yourself?
We're the devil of our own hell.
I suppose so.
So all of you haters are really just afraiders. Afraid to stand out and afraid to stand up. Yes, you are beneath this, but you could be up here too. The funny thing is, the only thing that's stopping you is you. I'd embrace your brand of weirdness, and I'd look at you in awe, because I'd finally see what's hiding back behind that hateful maw. Those things that hide behind the hate are the ones we need to find, because that's the stuff of wonder. Those are the ties that bind. The world is a canvas to show what's in our minds. If you hide it all away just because someone is unkind, then you sell yourself short, and you sell yourself a lie, to cling to complacency until the day you die. So this is my ode to weirdo.
This is my ode to weirdo.
This is my ode to weirdo.
The only thing to fear, though,
the things we tell ourselves.
What do you tell yourself?
We're the devil of our own hell.
I suppose so.
This is my ode to weirdo.
This is my ode to weirdo.
Thing to fear, though.
The only thing to fear, though,
the things we tell ourselves.
What do you tell yourself?
We're the devil of our own hell.
I suppose so.
I just want to remind everybody listening that you should never be afraid to be yourself. As long as you're not hurting anybody else, then you want to wear pants on your head when you go out? Fucking wear pants on your head when you go out. Be who you want to be. And who knows, in the process, you might even inspire other people to be who they truly want to be. All too often, we hide ourselves from the world because the world isn't ready for us. But I'm telling you, history remembers those that are weird. Those that step out of the box. Ain't nobody told David Bowie he can't be weird. And look, the whole world mourned when that guy passed away. So you do you, boo-boos, and you do it well, and you do it loud. And don't let anybody tell you different, because your old Uncle Siggy, he thinks you're pretty cool for being you. So Game of Thrones is officially over now. Oh gosh, what will we do with our lives? How will we continue now that the Game of Thrones is over? We had 8 years of wonderful entertainment and we had one season to end it and everybody's losing their fucking minds. Guys, I'm telling you, 8 years of a wonderful show that, you know, it doesn't even matter how it ended, honestly. Like, Jon Snow could have shot off into rainbows and exploded into fireworks. Like, I wouldn't fucking care, because we got 8 years worth of an awesome show that we were all excited to watch from the very beginning until the very end. I truly feel that our generation is becoming way too entitled to their entertainment. People aren't making stories for you specifically. People are making stories because they want to tell a story. Are most of you even aware of how hard it is to get a story even noticed? And then get that story made into an 8-season fucking hit show? And then that story filters through about like hundreds and hundreds of people who all have different jobs and different lives that all come together to create this wonderful, magical show of 90 minutes of television for your consumption, and then just so you can shit on it. Like, stop and think about how much work goes into anything that you watch. Like, we're at the point where our own entertainment doesn't even make us happy anymore. Like, what the fuck is that? Like, what kind of fucking world do we live in where our escape is just, it's just a toilet to shit in? Enjoy the fucking stories. If it doesn't end the way you wanted it to, then it doesn't matter. But you were still attached to those characters. Daenerys was still a badass. Jon Snow, still badass. Like, it doesn't matter how it ended, because your life still goes on. So be inspired by these fantasy characters. Don't fucking try to live in their world and change it. Bring what you learned from their character and be empowered and emboldened by that. We might not have White Walkers, but we got fucking white supremacists. We might not have dragons, but we got fucking draconian abortion laws sweeping the nation. Who's gonna go all Mad Queen on that shit and burn that shit down? Where are my real life heroes at? That's what we need. We need to stop complaining about our fantasy stories and fucking start complaining about the life that we're living. We have to get back, like, we have to stop being so delusional and, like, realize, like, we've just become complacent observers in our own reality. Like, everybody is just convinced that shit's the way it is and we can't change it. Well, I'm fucking tired of thinking that way and we need to fucking do something about it. But yet, oh, let's piss and moan because our TV show didn't go the way we wanted it to, but yet, things are bad in real, I don't care. Oh, I can actually enact real change in real life? Yeah, that sounds like work. No, let me just, I'm just going to type and complain about fantasy shows. Yes. None of that real life work. Like, come on, people, grow the fuck up and wake the fuck up because we got shit to do here. Just because our battles aren't fought with swords and sorcery, ours are fought with words and ideas, and that doesn't make them any less wondrous and magical and adventurous than a fucking TV show. Like, where are all you people at that are getting so fucking stoked to change this world? Where's the fight and the passion and the drive? Because it's possible. The only thing saying that you can't is you, is your inaction. Whew. It's my heated rant about crybabies and whiny toxic fandom entitlement. Enjoy the show for what it is, and then go add something to the real world. Most of these people don't even, they just consume and they don't create. Give something back to the world, besides your bullshit complaints, because nobody wants to hear that shit. Speaking of some real life shit that's like pretty out there, I didn't realize this, but a lot of people don't know about the Mandela effect. So if you haven't heard of this yet, get ready to have your fucking mind blown. The Mandela Effect. What is it? Well, it all started back when Nelson Mandela was in prison. There's a whole group of people out there that thought he died when he was in prison. But actually, he didn't. So what the Mandela Effect is, when a whole large, substantially large population have memories that don't coincide with written history. What, you ask? Well, let me just throw you out the most... Let me throw a few examples your way. Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. So, the Anne Rice movie, Interview with What? Yes, so that's what you think it is, but it's actually... Google it. It's actually Interview with the Vampire. Growing up, it was definitely Interview with a Vampire. Not the Vampire. There's one example, okay. How about another one? Field of Dreams, what's that crazy line? If you build it, blank will come. What did you say? Because Google that shit, and it's actually, if you build it, he will come. That doesn't even make any fucking sense. Because it's baseball, it's a whole fucking team and of people. If you build it, they will come. That was the line that I grew up with and blows my fucking mind that it's, you can watch the movie now and it's like, if you build it, he will come. Super weird and creepy that way too, by the way. That makes it really scary. Just changing that one word. Okay, now here's the heavy hitter that trips me the fuck up. So, the Berenstain Bears. How do you spell it? Stein, right? Wrong. It's the Berenstain Bears, Stain. Google it, look at all your books, dig them out, find them, because I called my grandma when I found this out, and she used to read them to me, and I was like, Grandma, how do you spell the Berenstain Bears? And she spelled it Stein, and I was like, can you just do me a favor and go find the books that we read together when I was a kid, and can you look at them? And she pulls them out, and sure as shit, it's Stain. And the authors, they say that that's been the way they've spelled their name always. But, so, theories abound about the Mandela Effect, and they think that it's when two timelines merge together and certain details get changed. So, if you remember Stain, then you must have come from a different timeline than I did, because, yeah, that shit is weird. There's also some kind of thing about the Sinbad Genie movie. Some people think there was one. I think that one maybe gets mixed up with Shazam, but I kind of remember a Sinbad genie movie, so I don't know about that one, but I'm telling you, the Berenstain Bears, that shit, fucking cuckoo bananas, go-go nuts. If you want to read more about the Mandela Effect, there is a website, the Mandela Effect or MandelaEffect.com, and it compiles all of these weird, strange things. I believe it. It's super weird. So check it out. Do some reading. I think it's fascinating. Speaking of things that are fascinating, here's what I want to know. Is what happened to all the wonder? Where did wonder go? Like, did science and modern technology just kill wonder? Like, I was eating a piece of chocolate the other day and thinking about how people don't believe in magic. And I'm like, chocolate is fucking magical. It's dark confectionery science at work that you can, magic you can taste. Somehow, someone figured out how to take a cocoa bean or bean of cacao, I'm not sure how you say it, either way, taking that bean and transmuted all the way from a bean into a bar of chocolate. To a tasty fucking chocolate that can melt and be all chocolatey, and that's fucking magical. Like, why did we, like, our generation growing up watching Mr. Rogers, I fucking loved when looking in that fucking picture frame on the wall, watching how shit's made. I still love watching how shit's made. Like, if you don't believe that shit's magic, then I don't know, man. I'm talking into a something that's sitting on my table right now and is recording my voice. I can see the voice wave patterns as I'm speaking. I don't know how any of that works. I have zero clue. So to me, that's fucking magical. Like, we need to stop a second and, like, realize that, I don't know, just take a second to enjoy all of the fucking modern marvels that we experience on a daily basis. And half of us can't even, like, we all think we're so fucking smart, but, like, half of us can't even tell how half of the things work. We all live in houses and we have no idea how they work. I couldn't build a house. I couldn't build a computer. I couldn't build half of the things I use. Can you? I don't know. But that's pretty fucking magical. Here's a little nugget that's not magical, because my friend Todd told me this yesterday. Yeah, I know you listening, Todd. What's up, boo-boo? Shout out to my boo-boo Todd. Totally informed. I knew Nestle was a shitty company, and I thought that they were just stealing water from states and then, you know, selling it. But actually, they're traveling, like, they're buying land all over the world and basically shutting off smaller villages' water supply, and they're sucking it up and then, like, reselling it, and these people aren't even getting access to water. Look this shit up. Like, these are the kind of fucked up things that are happening that we don't even realize. Also, speaking of chocolate, yeah, I guess that I am sort of on point right now. fucking Nestle, man. How fucking greedy and terrible is that? So if you don't know about that, now you do. Start reading about it. I don't know. We should make a stink about that shit, because that shit is, that's fucked, man. Tell everybody you know about how much Nestle fucking sucks. And you know, I truly believe that if we all got together and just started boycotting things, put our money where our mouth is, we could seriously start enacting true change with our dollar. It's just, I don't know, man. Like, people are so wrapped up in their fucking routines that the idea of boycotting anything is somehow fucking unbearable to them. Like, oh, changing the world and getting together and making true change. Oh, that's, I mean, I have to not do something? Fuck, man. Like, what? Oh, why is it gonna be so hard to change things? Oh, but everything sucks. Like, are you living in the world that I'm living in? Everything sucks. That's people. We were just playing Scattergories last night, and I was type of things in a zoo or something, and the letter was H, and all I could think of was orangutan, and it fucked me up for the rest of the round, because I was just laughing so hard about orangutan that I couldn't write anything else in. And when I brought it up to the table, Todd was like, orangutan, that sounds like a drunk guy that that just like leans on you and is all slobbery, like, hey, dude, what's up? Like, so those people now are forever known as orangutans. So file that one in your Rolodex of words and whip that one out next time you're at a party. Get some laughs with the orangutans. All right, I've been yammering about who knows what for a while now, so why don't we do some...
Dumb bullshit you can know, and it won't change your life, and it won't pay your taxes, and it won't call your grandma when you should, and it won't fix your drinking problem, but it might make you look cool at a party.
Did you know that a single strand of spaghetti is called a spaghetto? Holding the car remote to your head actually increases its range. That's a true fact. The water in your head is actually a pretty okay conductor. Originally, cigarette filters were made out of cork, the look of which was incorporated into today's pattern. The spiked dog collar was actually invented by the ancient Greeks. They made it to protect their dogs from wolf attacks. Huh. Jack Daniel, yes, that Jack Daniel, actually died from kicking a safe. When he kicked it, he broke his toe and it got infected. He eventually died from blood poisoning. German chocolate cake is named after an American baker by the name of Samuel German, and he has no affiliation with the country of Germany. So there you have it. German chocolate cake has nothing to do with Germany. I have mixed feelings about German chocolate cake. I think I used to like it, but I'm not sure, actually. I don't know. Maybe I need to go back and try it.
There's no, won't be no Nestle German chocolate cake, you know.
Alright, I don't want to leave y'all hanging, because I know y'all looking for them recommendations. So...
There is a whole world out there of weird shit that you should put into your sensory orifices.
Get Rex on. Get Rex on, I'm on relay some information. Get Rex on. Get Rex on, I'm on relay some information.
Do not just consume, also create.
So, today I'm going to talk about some pink films. If you don't know what thems are, that's like Japanese films that are kind of like softcore porn, but there's a lot of super weird, bizarre ones. There's a whole genre too of like the pinky violence ones where these like badass gangster chicks and stuff are fighting. So, the couple that I'm going to talk about are... The first one is The Glamorous Life of Sachiko Hanai, also known as Horny Home Tutor, Teacher's Love Juice. And by the name of that title, you would definitely not guess what the film is about. A brief synopsis of this film is Sachiko Hanai is a call girl. And she witnesses these two, like a North Korean agent and someone else fighting. And she gets shot in the head. But the bullet lodges in like this wonderfully magical place that just gives her super brain powers. She has like ESP, like super mathematical, crazy. She's super smart. And then also in the scuffle, somehow she ends up with the cloned finger of President George W. Bush. So I've set the scene for you there, and then you'll just have to watch the movie to see where it goes from there. Well, and since I was touching on pink films, I might as well talk about hentai and how there's actually some really good hentai out there that actually has a good story. For instance, Yuritsuki Doji is the shit. I'm telling you, I've shown it to many of my friends, and I'm like, okay, look, I know it's cartoon porn, but just give it a chance. And they're like, yeah, okay, whatever. Oh, okay, you know what? Actually, it's really good. So you're at Tsukidoji, check it out. Also recommend La Blue Girl. La Blue Girl is just so over the top. It's about sex ninjas. Yes, you heard that right. Sex ninjas. They actually fight each other, like, with having sex. And if you reach orgasm, you die. So they have all of these crazy ninja sex techniques to make the other person orgasm and thus killing them. Like, there's one technique of, like, she, like, shoots her pubic hair off in, as needles. And I think there was, I remember, a vagina mace of sorts. So you just check it out. La Blue Girl. They also did a live action version, and I haven't seen it. I don't know if it's any good, but if it's based on La Blue Girl, then it's got to be good. So check it out. That's hilarious. I'm having a deja vu. Maybe I've already talked about this in another episode. If I have, sorry. Well, whatever. I'm telling you again. Check it out. And while we're still on the topic of weird Japanese stuff, I should mention the guinea pig series. I'm not a big fan of all of them. I mean, they're okay. They're fun, I guess. But the series is of note because two of the films in it, it's like a six films. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And a couple of them are basically like snuff films. They're just like super gory. And they actually had to prove that a couple of them were fake. So that's where it, and then it also became, and here's the one I want to talk about that's my favorite, is Devil Doctor Woman. This one became infamous because it was actually found highlighted in the VHS collection of Japanese serial killer Tomu Miyazaki. Which, that's another story for another time, but if you want to do some interesting reading about serial killers, look that guy up. So Devil Doctor Woman stars the Japanese drag queen Peter as Devil Doctor Woman, who treats patients with all these ailments in over-the-top, ridiculous slapstick ways. It's pretty much the only one in the series that has a comedy vibe. That's why I like it. The other ones are more serious and they're just goring, tied-up people, which is, I don't know, kind of fun, but kind of boring, too. But Devil Doctor Woman is fucking nuts, and I love it. So check that one out. And you can watch the other ones, too, if you want. Why not? Culture. Put that culture in your face. Oh, I've just reminded myself of another strange film, Necromantic. If you've ever wanted to watch a movie about necrophiliacs having sex with a corpse, yes, there's a threesome with a corpse scene, then get Necromantic. I will say it's by Jörg Butgereit as the director, and I will say that it's an okay film, I guess. But the soundtrack is fucking rad. It just has a really skeezy, dark feel to it, as a lot of Jörg Butgereit stuff does. But yeah, and there's also Necromantic 2, which has sweet cover art. It's worth checking out too. Again, if necrophilia interests you. Well, I mean, whatever. Yeah, check them out. There's some weird shit for you. Put it in your face and your ear holes and all. I don't know. What do you do with it? It's your business. So, yeah. Well, there's your recommendations. And I hope you got wrecked. Let me know what you think about them. Well, if you are enjoying my podcast and you would like to hear me spew about a topic, why don't you email me at signeutron@gmail.com. Or you can join my Discord, the Cigarette Pack, and discuss the episodes there. And I take suggestions and things like that. But yeah, I don't know. I just want to make this podcast whatever it turns out to be. And I would like to get more interactive with you guys. So if you got any questions about previous episodes or anything like that, yeah, send those my way too. And I'll spew about them. Spewed up. Also, when I'm not doing the podcast, as I mentioned before, I am heavily on Twitch. So please go give me a follow at twitch.tv/signeutron. And again, if you're feeling sassy, hit that sub button because that really helps out. But even a follow helps. But if you have Amazon Prime, you can actually subscribe to my channel for free. It literally costs you nothing. And you'll also be entered to win all of the giveaways that I do, and you don't even have to be watching. So it helps me, and you get a chance to win some stuff. So go subscribe to my channel with your Amazon Prime on Twitch. I'd really appreciate it. As far as where else you can find me, our YouTube, youtube.com/bizarroagogo. That's where I upload all the time lapses from a Twitch channel. And then, on Instagram, @SigNeutron, and also Twitter, @SigNeutron. Definitely would, if you're listening to this on iTunes or Podbean or anywhere that you can subscribe and rate it and write me reviews, I would definitely appreciate it because the reviews and the ratings is what pushes the podcast to get seen. So if you dig what I'm doing, it's only going to get weirder and bigger and better. And that is all directly contingent upon you all, because if ain't nobody listening, then ain't gonna go nowhere, you know? So, if you can share it, tell the world, spread the word of the Spewtron. Yes, well, here we found myself at the end again. Calling it out doesn't make it any cooler of an outro. Deuces. No, that is way wrong. We're not going to deuce out of the podcast. That's just fucking nope. Yeah. Have a great night and keep it weird. Ha, I just snuck one in there. One there in the end. Ah, jeez. This fucking outro thing sucks. All right. I'm just going to hit the stop button. Out.